And let's get you up to date with our emergency triple team coverage. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the crash has been cleared southbound I-15 at the bottom end of Linden prior to reaching 1600 North in Orem. So traffic in Linden is starting to move, but not in Pleasant Grove and American Fork, almost back to Pioneer Crossing where the delays remain. Then on the northbound side where we've had also an accident, right at the same spot, vehicles over to the right shoulder. That's also causing some slowdowns almost back to Orem. Joe Davis.
I-15 is looking a lot better now southbound. It's busy right around 3900 south, both before and after that, but also down in Murray at 5600 south to 7200 south. Your KSL travel time now only 12 minutes from Salt Lake to Midvale. The west side belt route really slow from I-80 to just after the 201, and the 201 busy brakes are going to be seen from Bangor to 5600 west. Mark?
North on I-15 is now just sluggish through South Salt Lake, and then you're going to be free and clear until you get to Lagoon. Highway 89 split, and you're going to have those normal delays up to Lake Nils Mall. Fruit Heights delays continue, Highway 89, and then also approaching South Weber I-84. You've got southbound delays, spotty, but they're there. Roy, down to 650 North Clearfield. ARUP Blood Services needs you for the upcoming holiday. All blood types are needed. Save a life and donate today, plus receive a free movie ticket July 22nd. Visit utahblood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.